this grave matter for 10 years, replied the counsellor Niklaus. And I confess to you, my worthy Vantrakas, that I cannot yet take it upon myself to come to a decision.
I quite understand your hesitation,
said the burgomaster, who did not speak until after a good quarter of an hour of reflection.
I quite understand it, and I fully share it. We shall do wisely to decide upon nothing without a more careful examination of the question.
It is certain, replied Niklaus, that this post of civil commissary is useless in so peaceful a town as Quiquendone.
Our predecessor, said Vantrakas gravely, our predecessor never said, never would have dared to say, that anything is certain. Every affirmation is subject to awkward qualifications.
The counsellor nodded his head slowly in token of assent. Then he remained silent for nearly half an hour. After this lapse of time, during which neither the counsellor nor the burgomaster moved so much as a finger, Niklaus asked Vantrakas whether his predecessor, of some 20 years before, had not thought of suppressing this office of civil commissary, which each year cost the town of Quiquendone the sum of 1,375 francs and some centimes.
I believe he did, replied the burgomaster,
carrying his hand with majestic deliberation to his ample brow.
But the worthy man died without having dared to make up his mind, either as to this or any other administrative measure. He was a sage. Why should I not do as he did?
Councillor Niklaus was incapable of originating any objection to the burgomaster's opinion.
The man who dies, added Vantrakas solemnly, without ever having decided upon anything during his life, has very nearly attained to perfection.
This said, the burgomaster pressed a bell with the end of his little finger, which gave forth a muffled sound, which seemed less a sound than a sigh. Presently some light steps glided softly across the tile floor. A mouse would not have made less noise, running over a thick carpet. The door of the room opened, turning on its well-oiled hinges. A young girl, with long blonde tresses, made her appearance. It was Suzel Vantrakas, the burgomaster's only daughter. She handed her father a pipe filled to the brim and a small copper brazier, spoke not a word, and disappeared at once, making no more noise at her exit than at her entrance. The worthy burgomaster lighted his pipe and was soon hidden in a cloud of bluish smoke, leaving Councillor Niklaus plunged in the most absorbing thought. The room in which these two notable personages, charged with the government of Quiquendone, were talking, was a parlor, richly adorned with carvings in dark wood. A lofty fireplace, in which an oak might have been burned or an ox roasted, occupied the whole of one of the sides of the room. Opposite to it was a trellised window, the painted glass of which toned down the brightness of the sunbeams. In an antique frame above the chimney-piece appeared the portrait of some worthy man, attributed to Memling, which no doubt represented an ancestor of the Vantrakases, whose authentic genealogy dates back to the 14th century, the period when the Flemings and Guy de Dampierre were engaged in wars with the Emperor Rudolf of Habsburg. This parlor was the principal apartment of the burgomaster's house, which was one of the pleasantest in Quiquendone. Built in the Flemish style, with all the abruptness, quaintness, and picturesqueness of pointed architecture, it was considered one of the most curious monuments of the town. A Carthusian convent, or a deaf and dumb asylum, was not more silent than this mansion. Noise had no existence there. People did not walk, but glided about in it. They did not speak, they murmured. There was not, however, any lack of women in the house, which, in addition to the burgomaster Vantrakas himself, sheltered his wife, Madame Brigitte Vantrakas, his daughter Suzelle Vantrakas, and his domestic, Lotche Jeanchieu. We may also mention the burgomaster's sister, Aunt Hermance, an elderly maiden who still bore the nickname of Tante Hermance, which her niece Suzelle had given her when a child. But in spite of all these elements of discord and noise, the burgomaster's house was as calm.